This guy, Alex Bowman, quickly becoming the fourth freak in the Freak Nation, wins out in California. And Alex, when is it that you realize you, a guy that hasn't been you're not a big veteran in the NASCAR Cup Series, but I would still believe that you know when you have a car to win the damn race, but this was a dominant win for you. When did you recognize that you had the car to win this thing?
Yeah, I mean, just really after practice, when we all get sheets of everybody's lap times and the averages and the breakdowns on how people fall off. There's a lot of tire wear here, and the cars really slow down. So when I got to sit and look at those charts and see how fast we really were, I knew we had a car capable of winning the race, and we just had to do our job and keep up with it. This place changes a lot with the weather, and today was much colder than it was on Friday, so Greg did a good job on making the right calls to adapt to that, and obviously the car was really good today.
Fontana Cup winner Alex Bowman is in the Speed Freaks pits. Alex, this is your second win. You dominated today. No driver can relax. But have you matured enough that you're racing your own race and you don't have to worry that Kevin Harvick or Kyle Busch or anybody else is closing on your rearview mirror?
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely concerned with as much as we got ran down before that last green flag pit stop. We had a good stop. We were able to keep the lead there. And I knew we were going to be fast on the short run. And we built a big lead to the 12. And I felt like if I could keep a 5-second lead at 10 laps to go, that I could give up a half a second a lap for the next 10 laps and he still couldn't get to us and that we would be okay. So pushed pretty hard there. Well, trying not to blow the right rear off of it. We had some right rear cording issues the previous run, but pushed pretty hard to keep that lead. And then he had some issues there at the end. So able to kind of fall back on an 8 or 10 second lead. So, definitely, you're never comfortable. There's no situation you can have a 15-second lead. You could probably have the field a lap down and still not be comfortable. So when we took the white, I was more comfortable. And then getting off turn four, obviously, you know it's going to happen. So it's always nerve-wracking. You never know when we're going to get a caution, but glad it worked out for us.
But Alex, with your confidence throughout the weekend and knowing that you did have a fast car, how did this tattoo bet come about? Because you got to get some ink now, buddy.
Yeah, so that's 3 weeks old, but it didn't have like an end date on it. So my buddy Aaron Gillespie, he plays drums for Under Oath. I think he started it. A bunch of the other Under Oath guys are in on it. A bunch of my buddies are in on it. They were all out at Daytona, and I think they were in the sauce pretty heavily when it got started. But we're all getting tattoos. I'm not quite sure when it's going to happen or what the tattoos are going to be, but we're all getting tattoos.
That's pretty crazy, Alex. But can you design this tattoo? Can you design what the 88 is going to look like, or is it all up for grabs?
I think we all want something cool. I know Aaron has a lot of tattoos. I think most of those guys do. So I don't have any, and I'm terrified of needles. I'm like, that's not my thing. I've always wanted tattoos, but I've never been like, I know what I want to get or don't want to get. So it'll be interesting to see what gets picked, and if they have to be, I don't know if they have to be matching or not matching or what we're going to do, but, it'll be neat. It'll be a good time. I will probably scream like a little girl, but that's okay.
I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but in that NASCAR garage area, and he's in and out now these days, Ray Evernham has some incredible sleeves. He's always wearing long sleeves, so you can't see his tats, but he might be one that you want to hook up with.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, I feel like I've always, to be honest with you, I've always wanted sleeves. I just like, obviously, in NASCAR, it's a very business-driven thing. Sponsors kind of frown upon that sometimes, so I've never done it. And I'm never, like, sure enough on what to get, but you never know. This could be the start.
That's a good point. Alex Bowman, your winner from California Cup Series, joining us here in the Freak Nation. Does Mr. Hendrick allow ink tattoos on his
Ray
driver?
Ray Evernham was in his
But
umbrella.
That's Ray Evernham, man. It's a Hall of Famer.
Well, I mean, I guess we'll find out. I don't know. That's a good question. What? I feel like you guys are going to rat me out here and tell the boss. If we weren't talking about it so much, he wouldn't even know.
That's right. It's going to be under the fire suit anyway.
It was also said, Bowman, that during your post-race press conference, you were talking about racing rental cars back to the airport, and all of a sudden there were a couple of California Highway Patrolmen there in the press area?
Yeah, so, I mean, I may have had a few run-ins over the years with California Highway Patrol traveling between Arizona and California, but that's okay. That's just part of life. The speed limit is lower here, and you know, that was always my excuse. I thought the speed limit was still what it was in Arizona. So the rental cars in the NASCAR garage get beat on pretty hard. Thankfully, you know, we've got some great Hertz rental cars over at Hendrick Motorsports. They hook us up, and we've got some good ones for sure.
Okay, let's see if we can top who tops who. I think I'm up to 18 speeding tickets in my life. How many do you have?
Two.
Damn.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I've been a passenger for probably like 10 with my dad via California Highway Patrol. But yeah, I think I only have like two.
All right. This leads well into your home track of Phoenix Raceway, man. I don't think you could have asked for not just a dominant car, not just a win, but a dominant car coming into Phoenix. And it's probably not the same car, but it's still having the same
momentum.
Yeah, having the momentum coming into Phoenix, you can't beat that.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we embarrassed ourselves last year in Phoenix, how poorly we ran. And we put a lot of effort into our short track program over the offseason, into all of our cars. But, you know, we need to go there and run a lot better than we ran last year. And having some solid, positive momentum is a big part of that. So, hopefully we can unload and be strong there and run well. Last year wasn't much fun, and it's a place that Greg and I have both run extremely well at in the past. We've run well together. He won there with Dale. So we need to go back and run well. But we've learned a couple times that the 2016 setup still doesn't work, and we need to come up with something new. So we'll see what we unload with. It should be pretty good.
Alex Bowman, your Cup Series winner out of Fontana, joining us here in the Freak Nation. Alex, thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me. Y'all have a good one.
Yeah, you get a guy like Alex Bowman winning races, winning championships. It's something that I'm going to hit coming up next segment about the new breed of drivers, and that's what IndyCar is pushing. But you got a guy like Blaney, and not really Elliott yet, but Bubba Wallace. Younger drivers like that in NASCAR that aren't afraid to wear their emotions, sometimes to their detriment, on their sleeve, unlike...
And also just plain being real, being transparent. Did you hear what Blaney did this week?
Oh, about the TP?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He spent a couple nights in a TP in the California desert.
Listen, Statman...
That is badass!
Statman raised his family in a TP there in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
No big deal.
I tell you, you better be careful fussing around with the CHP. They don't play games. I don't care. Tattoos, tickets, nothing. The CHP is for real.